Southern California is just beginning to grapple with the damage left behind by the devastating wildfires that continue to rage across the region. With multiple blazes still burning strong, states are stepping in to offer assistance. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, declared a state of emergency this week as the largest fire in Pacific Palisades continues to spread. Thousands of firefighters are working to contain five separate wildfires across Los Angeles County, with authorities scrambling to control the rapidly growing blazes. The widespread destruction prompted President Joe Biden to visit the scene and offer federal assistance. Meanwhile, on the opposite coast, Florida has pledged support to help California rebuild. Governor Ron DeSantis, R, offered his help, saying he is ready to assist the state in responding to the fires and in rebuilding the communities devastated by the flames. DeSantis, along with Florida's chief financial officer, took to social media to offer additional aid, announcing they are prepared to send a team of firefighters to join the battle on the front lines in California. Despite their public political rivalry, California, a Democratic stronghold, and Florida, a battleground-turned-Republican hub, the two governors have both put aside their differences in the face of the disaster. Newsom and DeSantis frequently clash over their approaches to governance and faced off in a heated debate in late 2023 as DeSantis campaigned for the Republican presidential nomination. Over the course of the 90-minute debate, the two sparred over issues like COVID-19, abortion, and crime rates. However, this also isn't the first time the two have worked in collaboration. Last October, after Hurricane Milton devastated the Gulf Coast, Newsom sent first responders to help with recovery efforts in Florida.